Good morning on this Monday and welcome to Planting the Seeds here on SAFM. My name is Asanda Matsaunyane. On Friday, we started a conversation with Janet Ogilvie, who's the operations manager of InMed. InMed is a philanthropic organization that works with children in all the causes around addressing poverty alleviation, food security, nutrition, economic development and exclusion by preparing small-scale producers and their communities to adapt to climate change while conserving natural resources. And we were speaking about a program that they have, which is the Adaptive Agriculture Program. In terms of the farmers that you are assisting, who are you looking at?
At the moment, we are working with the most impoverished farmers in South Africa. So generally, we work with cooperatives that have a desperate need, and especially with cooperatives that are disabled, because the Adaptive Agriculture Program is perfect for them, especially with the aquaponics. Because the grow beds are raised, they don't have to lean down into the ground to do the weeding and things like that. So a lot of the physical labor is taken away that there would be in traditional vegetable gardening. So disabled people work with us. So we have disabled cooperatives in Venda and the Free State that we work with, but we also have able-bodied cooperatives that we work with. We go to the communities that we want to work in. We assess the different programs and cooperatives that are in that area, and then we select them on a needs basis.
So then how do farmers get a hold of you, those who are listening and want to be a part of the program?
Great. Well, they can either call us on the Johannesburg office and ask to speak to me. The name is Janet. The number is 011-486-1090. Or they can go to our website, which is www.inmed.org.za, and fill in the information sheet on the contact page.
And social media?
Yes, they can contact us on the InMed Partnership for Children Facebook page.
Okay. Now, Janet, tell us now the kind of experiences and the success stories that you've had in working with different farmers and different communities and children.
Yes. Well, the children are always my favorite because I personally love working with the kids, I think, because they're so enthusiastic.
Yeah.
They absolutely love it, especially in the areas where they've never seen live fish. And then we can bring fish into the systems and they look at them. We have a primary school in Orange Farm, Pedumo Primary School, where we have a system there. And the children are learning there about growing the vegetables and growing fish. It's a wonderful teaching tool for teachers as well, because they can also use it to teach maths and biology. So the biology of the fish, the germination of the seeds and how long it takes to grow. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important for children to learn that vegetables don't come from the shop. They come from the ground, and we have to grow them. So we have a lot of success stories. We've got some fantastic projects in the Free State. There was a family down there where we did an adaptive agriculture program that the government had very kindly come in and put in some shade cloth and drip irrigation, but the family didn't have the money for input. So they were growing maybe two or three rows of vegetables when we got there, and the family, I think, was eating two, maybe three times a week.
Wow.
We went in with them and we trained them extensively over a three-year period, and that family is now eating on a daily basis, and they have actually expanded their shade cloth from the 0.5, a quarter of a hectare that the government had put in. We then went and put in an additional quarter of a hectare for them, and they are producing more than enough to not only be able to feed themselves, but to actually have savings, which they didn't even have a bank account before. So to me, that is an exceptional program. There's another one in the Free State as well where we worked with a disabled group. We trained them when we were building the aquaponics, how to build the aquaponics themselves. So should they ever save up enough money, they can build another one themselves. And this group is made up predominantly of ladies. There are only two men in the group, but every single person has some kind of physical disability, which has made it very, very difficult for them to get jobs in normal work positions. And they are now producing cucumbers on a regular basis for the local spaza shop.
Amazing.
And these families are now eating and having savings and have a much better standard of living than they had beforehand because of the work that we have taught them. InMed's whole philosophy is, I'm not going to give you money. I'm going to teach you, I'm going to train you, and I'm going to give you the inputs so you can make your own money and have the dignity of not having to beg and ask people for other things. You can support yourself. You can feed your family. You can educate your children, because it's all through the work that you personally have done.
And the wealth is in that knowledge.
The wealth is in the knowledge, definitely. And the fact that they're prepared to put in the work to make sure that they have what they need for their families. We help them with the inputs because we all know in South Africa the inputs are the expensive thing and the people don't necessarily have the money to have those initial inputs. We help you with that. We also help you with training on how to manage your finances so that you know how to work out your profit and your loss and things like that. Open bank accounts, do savings. We explain all of that to you so you have that knowledge and then you can create a successful business for yourself.
Mm. And finally, Janet, what are the future plans now? Where to from here?
Well, we would obviously like to carry on growing with the wonderful sponsorships we have from the different companies. So we have some fantastic companies that sponsor us, like Mondelez, which is helping with the school programs. Their products in Old Mutual, which are helping with the economic development programs with the adults. And we would obviously, we're going to be carrying on working with those funders and hopefully new funders as well to reach as many people as we can throughout South Africa. We're in 6 provinces at the moment, and my dream is that we will be within all 9 of them by the end of next year, and we will be helping as many children and adults as we can to not only develop their own businesses, but make sure that their futures are bright for their children, and their children have futures where they have good food and nutrition and education.
Amazing stuff, and we applaud you for what you're doing. So thank you so much for chatting to us here on Planting the Seeds on SAFM.
Super, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's much appreciated.
Janet Ogilvie is Operations Manager at InMed. We were talking there about the Adaptive Agriculture Program that the company is involved in. From me, Asanda Matsaunyane, and the Planting the Seeds team, it's been a pleasure. As always, a goodbye to you.